Hello, my name is Joe Healy, a.k.a. DevFish. I'm the Microsoft Developer Evangelist for the state of Florida. Welcome to Edition 7 of the Florida.net Minute. Saturday, March 28th, the Orlando.net group, a.k.a. OneTug, headed by Jessica Sterner and Fabio Honigman, hosted their fourth annual .NET Code Camp. The gracious host of this event was Seminole Community College, so a big shout-out to them. With over 500 registrants, the event was a massive success by any standard, so let's take a look at the timeline and some of the highlights from this awesome community event. The early setup crew got there at 5:30 a.m. Jace was on hand with beverages and some nice fresh coffee. Jace, can I tell you about your coffee?
That was the world's worst coffee.
I would hope so.
All right, just checking.
You're supposed to die. Hey, it's gotten better as the day has gone on. You kind of figured out this.
The event was organized by Jessica Sterner and Fabio Honigman of the Orlando.net user group. I sat down to talk with Jessica about the day.
So, I'm Joe Healy, and I'm here today with Jessica Sterner at the Orlando Code Camp. This is, in essence, her event. So, tell us a little about Orlando Code Camp. What's going on here today?
Oh, wow. It's a big day today. We have, right now, over 450 people. We had about 550 people actually register and confirm, so I'm really excited. This is one of the biggest events we've had so far within the 4 years that we've been doing the Code Camp, so we're very, very excited today.
Pretty cool. Over 500 people registered. Wow.
I know.
How many sessions y'all got today?
Oh, wow. A lot. Like 60 or so.
60 sessions.
Yeah, over 11 different tracks. And on so many different types of tracks. We have like MVC, SQLite, .NET News, SQL, SharePoint, ASP.NET. You name it, and we've got it. So
what's the furthest speakers come from?
Wow. You know what? I'm not sure. We're going to have to get Fabio over here because he's our speaker liaison.
I've actually met some guys.
Yeah, all
Mobile?
Of the United States. Yeah. Really?
Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, we definitely
have
that.
Majority of Florida speakers, though, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have a lot of community members. That's our main goal, right, is to try and find people within the community to do sessions and to help share knowledge, you know, amongst the community members.
So how did you get involved in Code Camp? What's your organization in the community?
Well, I've been involved with the Orlando.net user group for several years now, and I'm the president of the group at this time.
You're the president of the Orlando.net user group.
Yeah, crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is actually my first year running a Code Camp as president. Before it was Sean. And Sean was...
Sean who?
Sean Weinsfeld. And when Sean and Joel were running the group, Joel Martinez.
All right.
That user group, and he's actually here today, so you guys need to find him and talk to him as well.
Sounds good.
And so it started out with them, and you know, at that time I was the vice president, and we were kind of, I was sort of on the backdrop running them, and now it's like, now I really realize how much work is involved, and I'm just really excited that everything turned out really well. Fabio has done a really amazing job.
Fabio, who?
Honigman.
Say that one again.
I might have to spell it for you.
Say it.
Honigman.
Who? Say it three times fast.
I can't. All right. I'm lucky if I can say it one time.
We just say Fabio.
Yeah, we just call him Fabio.
Fabio USA 7.
Yeah. So, and we've had a lot of really great volunteers. And this year I decided to say, you know what, this is a lot of work. And I'm going to get a lot of volunteers. And we've had over 30 people just kind of come up and say, we want to help out. And even at the event today, they show up today and say, hey, is there anything I can do to help? I think that's really great.
So who's hosting y'all today? It looks like you got a great facility.
We do. Seminole Community College. This is the Lake Mary Sanford campus, and they have been absolutely wonderful. They found us tables, whiteboards, any type of equipment that we need, and they've just been a huge help.
Last year we did the business school.
Really happy to have them here.
So what was the hardest thing about getting this going?
Kind of, we planned originally thinking, oh, there's going to be maybe 300 people or whatever, and then all of a sudden it just blew up, and we ended up having, you know, over 550, and so the hardest part was it ended up being like a logistical nightmare at the end, right? We're like, oh my gosh, now we have all these extra people, and we want to make sure that we accommodate for them. So, you know, things like making sure that we find rooms that are going to fit everybody and be able to distribute the sessions and the individuals equally was sort of a hard part. You have so many rooms, and like, you use the example of sort of of like a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle. You have to really start moving things around, and so that was kind of, you know, challenging. As well as lunch, you know, we want to really make sure that we get everybody fed, and so we wanted to make sure we raise enough money.
A lot of good excitement in the .NET community.
Yeah, I think so. Oh my gosh, you know, we've had a lot more, you know, people just kind of outgoing in response that has been really, really great, and so.
Very cool. And they are giving away a cool scooter.
Yeah. Look at that. That's our grand prize.
We've got some nice.
It's a 49cc scooter.
49cc scooter.
Yeah, street legal.
Did somebody donate that?
Almost. We got it for a very, very good prize.
All right.
So we got a good discount there. And we also have an Xbox Elite.
Alright, and you got a ton of books, obviously.
We do. We have over 160 books to give away today.
So it looks like Rocks doing a bunch of books.
Rocks, A Press, Pearson, and Microsoft. They gave a lot of books, and we have you know, keyboards and software and a lot of different licenses. Yeah, a lot of different.
So just for the record, you know, what's your day job? Are you an event organizer or something? What do you do?
No, I'm not an event organizer.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a software engineer.
What languages?
C++.
Oh boy, you're a pointer girl.
I work on the engine, working on virtualization agents. Right. So I'm working on with Hyper-V, along with...
So you write the stuff that plugs into Hyper-V.
Yeah, we write
code. You're scary. You're now scary. All right.
So...
the IT guy who's going...
Sweet!
Wayne definitely likes that. So.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of Hyper-V support and stuff like that.
You just scared the hell out of me, so I'm
it's
done.
It's very exciting, though. It is. It's really cool. You get to work with stuff that's not even out yet. So that's what I really like, and that's why I really like being involved with the user group.
So.
You're working with stuff, you're writing code for things that, you know, it's not even out there yet. You're cutting edge, and I think that's really great.
So this is just a quick interview about the Code Camp with Jessica Sterner, president of the Orlando .NET user group, Code Camp organizer, and C++ Hyper-V coder extraordinaire. So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Towards the end of the day, I found a pack of the local .NETerati hanging out and asked them their thoughts on the Code Camp.
Start recording. There we go. All right, so y'all having fun at Code Camp?
Yeah.
What's your favorite session so far?
My session.
Your session? What'd you do a session on?
Reporting services.
Refactoring.
Memory management.
Wow, this is a hardcore pretty squad. What do y'all think about the crowd and all that?
Very, very large. Yeah, a lot of people.
Great.
A lot of people.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it. Anything y'all want to say about Code Camp?
Great event.
Good enough. Here, wait. Yeah, they all want the scooter. All right, everybody say thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica.
Okay, we're done.
That was a full day, let me tell you. I'd like to put out some special thanks. First to Jessica Sterner, organizer and president of the Orlando.NET Group. I'd also like to thank Fabio Honigman, vice president of the Orlando.NET Group and organizer. My boss, William Zentmeyer, continues to support community initiatives from the Microsoft side, so a big thanks there. And of course, our most gracious facility host, Seminole Community College. A great campus, an awesome host for the Orlando Code Camp, and hoping they come back and do it again because they were a key factor in making it happen. So until next time, I'm Joe Healy, a.k.a. Dev Fish. Keep your lines tight and carpe diem.